Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
To need you by my side. It's gonna be a long, hot summer. Wish you'd been together with your feet up on the dashboard now. Singing along with the radio. It's such a beautiful sound. And when you say my name in the middle of the day, I swear I see the stars come out. And when you hold my hand in the back of my mind, I'm just waiting on the sun.
It is 8:39 on this Thursday edition of Palmetto Mornings, 75 degrees. We're so happy that you're joining the conversation right here each and every day from 6 to 9 a.m. on Palmetto Mornings. And take us for who we are. We certainly appreciate the conversation. We appreciate the feedback, good and bad. And just, again, remember, we're all open to new ideas and hearing everyone out. But we just love that you're a part of our morning family for sure. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Patty Mercer. Absolutely glad to have you with us. And, you know, we have the opportunity to talk about things.
Yeah.
And it's not just a clip or something taken out of a story. It's the story from the people who were in the room. So excited to have with us this morning the Secretary of the Fort Mill Economic Partners, David Buist, who is here to talk about impact fees. Okay, so there's a story here. We're going to let David set it up. But to kind of put it in short, condensed form, the town of Fort Mill, the council there, just recently passed an increase. And this has had an impact on new construction, commercial development at a time where we have a pandemic, right? So what's happening, where we are, and how do we work together to find a solution that is in the best interest of the timing and those who will be impacted by increasing impact fees? Good morning, David.
Good morning, Patty. Good morning, Lucas.
Hey, good morning, David.
Nice to be with you this morning.
It's nice to have you with us. Now, this impact fee, first of all, I want to start out by saying this is not, we're not talking about school impact fees.
Yeah, that's a very good distinction to make. The school impact fee is levied on residential projects only, and comparatively speaking, that's a much smaller impact and has a really good value in actually helping commercial business by reducing millage. So the Fort Mill Economic Partners are in full support of the school impact fee. That is a very, very good thing for our community. This is different. We're talking about the municipal impact fee that the town of Fort Mill has.
Okay, so the municipal impact fee. This was first created, what, 2015?
Yeah, that's right. It's about 5 years ago. And basically, it helps with fire departments, traffic, and parks and rec are the main areas that this impact fee can help with new capital projects.
Okay. So back in 2015, and I remember this because I was very involved in following the story, but when you look at the different areas, fire, traffic, parks and rec, it was very specific in terms of just what percentage would be allocated for each area of need based on a study that was done with Fort Mill. And it was also stated that it would be, what, every 5 years revisited?
Yeah, they're required by state law to revisit the study every 5 years, and the town was following the procedure that's laid out by the state of South Carolina to and perform that study. So in all respects, the town is following the rules and certainly acting on the most appropriate way here. What also is interesting is they also built in a mechanism called a discount rate so that they don't have to charge the maximum fee that the study identifies. They actually can discount that rate. And that's primarily the big change that the town asked us to take a look at for them. And I would say graciously, this is a great story here where you've got a local municipality that really cares about business and the community in large. And in the current environment of a health pandemic that's really unprecedented. So when we were asked to take a look at this for them, we did. We dug in, and with the help of Winthrop University and the Chamber of Commerce, really discovered there's some things that warrant further coverage. the discount rates have been drastically reduced this go around. And I think our recommendation after studying all the numbers is that we really recommend that the town take a look at rolling back to that pre-June discount so that local businesses can get on their feet here. And when they want to come to Fort Mill, they can. I've got some quick examples that you'd like to hear, kind of like, what does that mean?
Because this is what you do every day. I mean, you're interfacing with businesses that either are already located here or looking to Fort Mill as a potential place. And of course, we know that when we have the tax base of business, we have an opportunity again to have a nice, I guess, balance of a tax structure within Fort Mill, the town of Fort Mill. So you're attracting businesses. We like knowing that there's, you know, the conveniences that we enjoy, a cup of coffee, a cheeseburger, whatever, close to us. So we want this to continue. We don't want to be like a roadblock to preventing the right businesses to becoming part of our zip codes.
Yeah, great point. You know, businesses carry the lion's share of taxes, unlike our neighbors to the north. It's set up as a 6% versus 4% times millage. So business is really, really good for our local funding for how things get done. But in order to attract new business, and you said restaurants, and I think that's a fantastic example, we want those services. We don't want to have to drive 30 minutes north to another state just to have a great meal. And we have recently been attracting that great infrastructure here. Professional office is another great example. So just to give you some numbers, if you'd like.
Yes.
Let's say you're building a fast food restaurant now that's 2,000 square feet. The old fee pre-June would have been about $3,400. The new fee is $15,000.
What?
So a pretty substantial increase for a small mom-and-pop restaurant that wants to open the town limits of Fort Mill. So these are the kinds of things that, and again, we're grateful to the town for asking us how can we improve on this and how can we look at how we can continue to attract great businesses to Fort Mill, because the economic outlook for our area is incredibly changing fast. 12.9% unemployment, a real strong headwind here. And I think the hope is that we continue to attract the best and the brightest businesses to Fort Mill.
Yes.
I live here, I work here, it's important that my home is thriving for not just, you know, when times are good, but also we figure out a way to make it through this pandemic together.
So where are we? This did pass. However, it's still open to a conversation again to look at to do the right thing, to continue the path that we're on, especially I would imagine that the study was done prior to the pandemic. So the information that was collected, would that really reflect this moment in time?
Yeah, that's a great point. Yes, the study was done before the pandemic, I mentioned the discount rates. One of the great tools they built into this rule for Fort Mill is that they can change those discount rates when it's appropriate. And to hit the nail on the head here, they have the ability to adjust that at any meeting. So I think the hope is that after the town has a chance to really dig in and look at the study that we've done for them, is to roll the impact fee schedule back to pre-June levels. And then to when the time merits and when there is a really vibrant and growing economy again, to introduce them as a gradual manner based on economic benchmarks, unemployment levels, business investment rates, growth indicators, that kind of thing.
Wow. That's it's good to know that those provisions for adjusting, you know, are there. When do you expect the next opportunity to discuss and potentially come up with what the new plan is going forward?
Yeah, another great question. Yeah, the mayor asked staff to look at this at a meeting this week. So this is hot and heavy, and they're on this. And I'm just grateful that they're taking the time to really look at this in real time and not let this sit. This town council is very proactive, and we're lucky to be here.
Awesome. Well, it's everybody working together, you know, and really being able to listen. Lucas and I were talking about this earlier today. There's often a lot of talking a lot of screaming, but the ability to just sit and listen and say, what are you seeing? How is this impacting what you do every day and how people are perceiving Fort Mill? And what are you seeing in terms of how we live through this pandemic and adjust to guidelines? So it's very encouraging to know that in, you know, Fort Mill, a town that is growing very quickly and, you know, adjusting to a lot of changes on top of COVID-19, there is still that ability to communicate, and that means talking, sharing, listening, and getting things done. So, thank you.
Well said.
I appreciate you very much, David Buist, and of course, you are the secretary of the Fort Mill Economic Partner, and we will wait and see. Please let us know how it turns out.
Happy to be with you guys. Have a great day.
Thanks,
okay,
David.
You too.